Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, and praise the Lord. This is Apostle Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women and War Global Ministries. So excited on tonight to be back on our radio broadcast. In the name of Jesus, I just thank and praise God for another opportunity on tonight to be with everyone on our radio broadcast. And I give God praise. And I give him glory on tonight. God has been so good to us, and I thank and praise him. I just bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. I just greet everyone in the awesome and powerful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am so delighted that you've chosen to study with us and worship with us on tonight. And in our study of the word, I give God all the praise. We're going to start with a short devotion. We're going to sing a hymn, read a scripture, and pray.
Shine on me.
Hallelujah. Deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man. Preserve me from the violent man, which imagine mischief in their hearts. Continually are they gathered together for war. They have sharpened their tongues like a serpent. Adder's poison is under their lips. Keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from the violent men who have purpose to overthrow my going. The proud have hid a snare for me and cords. They have spread a net by the wayside. They have set gins for me. I say unto the Lord, Thou art my God. Hear the voice of my supplication, O Lord. O God, the Lord, the strength of my salvation, thou hast covered my head in the day of battle. Grant not, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Further not his wicked devices. Lest they exalt themselves. As for the head of those that can pass me about, let the mischief of their own lips cover them. I have just read you from Psalms 140, from the first verse down to the ninth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come this evening humbly before your throne of grace, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we come if we offended anyone in any kind of way at any time in our lives, Lord. We ask your forgiveness right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you tonight, Lord, to search our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. If there is anything, Lord, in there that should not be, Father, we ask you to remove it right now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We ask you to send the fire of God, Lord, to burn it out in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit tonight, and a sound mind, Father. In the name of Jesus, we come, Father, tonight, asking you to bind a strong man in our lives, Lord, every evil thing, every demonic thing, Lord, every wicked thing, every negative thing, Lord, we ask you to bind it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we ask you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to dip us down in your blood on tonight, in the local right about them. Dip us down, Lord, in your blood tonight, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We ask you on tonight, glory to God, to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase, and teach your people on tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. I ask you now, Lord, to bless everyone, Lord, that's under the sound of my voice, in the mighty name of Jesus. You know who each one of us are, Lord, name by name, every strand of hair that's on our head, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to bless right now, Lord, those that's in radio land on tonight. Bless them, Lord. Some need you for one thing, and some need you for another. Bless tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Allow me to lay my will down so that you can take over, Father, and take control. In the name of Jesus, I ask you now, hallelujah, hallelujah, to change the atmosphere right now, Lord. I'm asking you now, Father, to change the atmosphere. Let us all be on the same wave frequency, Lord. In the name of Jesus, cover our thoughts and our minds. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah. And we need every bit of power that you can give us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I just give you glory and I give you praise. I ask all these things in Jesus' name, Yeshua HaMashiach, and for your glory. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 We just give God all the praise and glory tonight. Hallelujah. We thank him on tonight for every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to be going on with our prayer study on prayer tonight. By the grace of God, the forms of prayer. That's where we're going to be going. The forms of prayer. Amen. Amen. Prayer takes on different forms in a believer's life, in believers' lives. I want to share with you the forms of prayer that we practice, that we should practice. everyone. Amen. And first of all, it should be your personal devotional time of prayer. Your personal devotion, because a lot of times when we go in prayer, we're always praying for somebody else, something else, some kind of problem or circumstance or situation. But know that we have to have our own personal devotion time with the Lord. And it really guarantees our personal growth as a believer. You know, we have to have regular personal devotion in our lives. If we stop praying, we begin to slow down as we move from one stage of glory to another stage. You see, it's important. Prayer is very important. There are many reasons why pray daily. So many. As we must begin in prayer, our day should always begin in prayer. I mean, even when you wake up, God wakes you up and you laying there just contemplating, getting up. You ought to be saying then, Father, thank you for watching over us or me all night. And then early this morning, you touch me and I'm in my right mind with the activities of my limbs. Even before you even turn on the side of the bed. You know what I'm saying? Thank you, Lord. Every day. You know, that this should happen every day. And he loves to move early. You know, and some people call 5 and 6 early. I call maybe 3 o'clock because that's the time, a lot of times, that he wakes me up early for prayer. He loves us to move in our hearts early for prayer because I'm telling you, well, 3 o'clock is the bewitching hour. A lot of times he'll wake you up for prayer for that at that time, 12, and then we have watches, you know. Watches from 12 to 3, from 3 to 6, from 6 to 9, like that. Those are watches because we're watchmen. Intercessor or prophetic watchmen or however you want to call it. But those are a lot of times, that's how he does it. It's like every 3 hours or something like that is a watch. And I learned that because he took me from 12 to 3. Then he started taking me from 3 to 6. Then he started, and it went on and on. And I'm saying, well, what is it? You know, how is this? But it's a period of time to him that he wants us to pray. And it's and I think at different times it's for different things. That's what I think. I don't know because, like now, sometimes it's 6 o'clock when I get up to pray. And sometimes it's 3 o'clock. So it's different things, different times for me, you know, because I know when in the bewitching hour, I know I'm up for deliverance and praying against principalities and things like that. That's I'm up praying for stuff like that. And he'll also let us know what we should be praying for, because if when we start praying and when we praying in tongues, if you whatever comes to your mind while you're praying, because a lot of times, and you'll get it, a lot of times you don't know what you're praying when you're praying in tongues. But whatever your mind goes to, because I'm telling you, it was just so strange to me. I said, why am I thinking about this when I should be thinking about prayer? I just had to kind of get myself together. I'm saying, Lord, why am I thinking about this when I'm praying in tongues? So it had nothing to do with it, but it did. He was allowing me to know what I was praying for in tongues. And I thank him so much because I wouldn't have never put it together. I just thought my mind veered off or something. But when you praying in tongue, other things come up in your mind, and you thinking you just not thinking on what you should be, but it is, and he's letting you know what you in prayer for or what you're praying, and even when other people are praying in tongue, God will give me the interpretation of the tongue. Believe me, it's a gift. It's a gift, and I thank and praise God for the gift. Amen. Then I was just kind of going over this, some of the scriptures that's in Psalms about early. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. Hebrews during the dawn. Psalms 46 and 4 through 5. Awake up, my glory. Awake up, psaltery and harp. I myself would awake early. Psalms 57 and 8. This statement is repeated by David in Psalms 108, verse 2. Both verses shows David's practice of getting up early every morning to praise and worship the Lord. It is no wonder that God testified David was a man after his own heart. However, David not only praised and worshiped God early in the morning, but he sought the Lord as well during this precious early time. O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee, my flesh longing for thee in a dry and thirsty land, where no water is to see thy power and thy glory. So as I have seen thee in the sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. Psalm 63, verses 1 through 4. God has promised those who make it a practice to get up early, to seek the Lord, would find him. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17. When we begin our daily in prayer, we should have spiritual and physical strength to carry out our responsibilities. With my soul have I desired thee in the night, yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Isaiah 26 and 9. Isaiah learned the judgments of God in his spirit as he sought the Lord early in the morning. I have learned the wisdom of God that comes to me in my early morning devotion allows me to be more effective. Okay. Our devotion time must not only include prayer, but it should also include Bible reading. And I know everybody know that. You have to study, and you have to have those scriptures. So often those of us in the pastoral ministry only look into the scriptures to get messages to preach. Yet we must read the Bible to be spiritually nourished for our own hearts. They would have, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against thee. The entrance of thy word giveth light, to giveth understanding unto the simple. Psalms 119 and verse 130. God can speak to us from the scriptures if we would give him the opportunity, and he has spoken to me plenty times from the scripture. The morning hours find our minds clear from all of the conflicts of the day. Therefore, we are capable of receiving his direction and instructions that can come from his holy word. As a minister of the gospel, we must remember that teaching and preaching must come as an overflow of our personal study. God's people who hear us will be blessed as we bless from the word of God. You know, we should, I'm just trying to motivate, if we can motivate. I can only inspire if I'm inspired. You know, I can only motivate people if I'm motivated, And so I have to study that word just like that. Therefore, we must read the word of God. I love to read the word of God. So we're just going over short forms of prayer. That's the personal, our devotional. It's personal devotion. So then you have a family devotion. Family devotions, although it's well known and often repeated, they are true families who pray together, stay together. Not only in America, but in most of the world, television is increasingly becoming the center of most families in their activities. Between video games, news, and networking, and on the computer, families are finding it increasingly difficult to eat together. We don't never sit down and eat at the same time, one doing this thing, one doing that thing, let alone about pray together. The family's devotion time should include singing, Bible reading, and prayer. Honestly, should be allowed during this time, especially for the children. You know, this way we can keep open the flow of communication between us, and we can be drawn closer together in honest relationship as a family. The alarming statistics which are now being published shows that many suicides occur within the teenage demographical group. Young people feel the increasing pressures of alienation from their parents, plus coping with the strong confirming peer pressure. Therefore, many of our young people have turned to drugs, illicit sex, and alcohol. Once these artificial stimulants no longer work, your people plunge into despair and take their own lives. But we know that's a trick of the enemy. That is a trick. That ain't nothing but a trick. That's why we bring our children up in the Lord. And that don't mean it's not going to, because they can get in such a state, a traumatic state. I'm telling you, we have to just keep them lifted up. We have to keep praying for our children. As God has chosen to share his burdens with us, we should also learn to share our prayer burdens with our children. Why should our children see the results of our concerns and then be like out regarding to reasons behind them? How will they know how to handle problems by turning them over to the Lord if they don't see us do it the same way? And that's true, because, you know, you can let them know some of the things. I don't think all of the things, but some of them, and let them see how God blesses and what the ends up will be. you know, because then they'll start doing, they'll start fasting, they'll start praying, they'll start turning things over to the Lord if we allow them to see how God blesses us through that, like that. So then we can, and children these days, they are so smart, so on up on things, and that's because God has made them wiser. You know, he's really made them wiser. So it's like we can sit down and talk to them, especially if they're in the Lord. We can sit down and talk to them, and they'll know. And I was listening to Prophet Sally the other day, how she was saying that, you know, she was talking about the family and them fasting and praying together. That's just awesome right there, because when I tell you, families need to do that more often, every last one of them, they need to do that, and because families are being attacked. Families, not just one, but the whole entire family is being attacked. And if all of the family is praying, the enemy gonna be tore up from the floor up. He gonna flee. He said, "Resist him, and he will flee." So I know, you know, it's more power in that. It's more power in that. So if the family would pray and have devotion sometime and read the word of God and fast together, when I tell you how powerful that is, that's very powerful. Even when you sit down and study the word, break bread together, I tell you, it's an awesome thing when you can talk about the goodness of the Lord and the things that he'll do for you and the things that he's already done for you. In the church, when you're in a church family and they have prayer, sometimes they'll stand around. When they get prayer time, they'll hold hands. And, you know, there's one person lead off, or sometimes they have different ones to pray. But that's the church family. But I'm speaking about your personal family, because the enemy likes to come up against the families. He try to destroy the families. Mm-hmm. So I think we need to pray more for the family and pray and fast more with our family. Mm-hmm. So it's very important. It's very important. So that is the family part of the devotion. Then you have prayer in the church service. One of the most important ministries is the prayer ministry in the church. Because when you're praying in the church like that, you lift up the pastor, you lift up the leadership in church, you lift up the mothers, you lift up, you know, you have so many people and things to pray for as a believer for the church. Not just the church, your church, but universal church. You have so many things to pray for, and it's a form of prayer. All this is a form of prayer that I'm talking about. All of it is a form of prayer. And it's good to have intercessors in the church, even for the pastor while you're up praying. Intercessors, they're good. You know, it's a good thing to have intercessors. It's a blessed thing, because, I mean, to pray. I ain't talking about just to say I'm an intercessor. But I'm talking about to pray. And to hold up the pastor, hold up the apostle, the prophet, whoever it is, as hold up the leadership. It's good, and God placed them there to do that. God places intercessors where they need to be to pray. And it's so important. It's so important to us, and it's important to God that we do what he's asked us to do. God has commanded us to do this, and if we don't obey him, we will get what we deserve. Therefore, we pray for our president as well as our other leaders. For this reason, we have completed liberty to preach the gospel in the church, on television, on the radio. However, all over the world, all over the country, all over the nations, different nations, I remember one time, and this was maybe 10 years ago, I got on, I think it was the first time I ever, it was longer than 10 years, I ever rode a plane. Well, you know, I'm thinking all Chinese people or Japanese people, you know, they worship Buddha and all this kind of stuff and these little fat men and stuff. And so I got on the plane and I was nervous. I was nervous because it was my first time, but I knew that I loved God, so I had no business being nervous. But it was, I think she was Japanese or Chinese. Her and her baby was on there. And she kept watching me, and I was nervous and everything. And she moved up behind me. She said, are you afraid? I said, some. I am a little bit. And so she prayed for me right there. She was going to Thailand or somewhere she was going to her sister's wedding. And she prayed for me right there. And you could feel the anointing of the Lord on that plane. And when I tell you, that girl knows she prayed. And I thank and praise God. She grabbed my hand and started praying right there. And I thank and praise God. It's just not us in America, but it people praying everywhere. All over this land and country, not just in America. So that let me know over in Thailand, over in China, Japan, Africa, Korea, all everywhere, they are praying to the Lord, and God hears them just like he hears us. So I thank and praise God for that today. But we have to know that whatever command that he give us to do, we have to do it. We have to do it. We have to pray for worldwide revivals, crusades that will allow every nation to hear the gospel, fulfilling our mission to Christ's return. As the largest church in the world, you have to do that. Even them, they have to do that. You know, we just, prayer is so important. Every form of prayer, and believe me, prayer comes in many different forms. Comes in many, many different forms. As we pray together, the power of God is manifested in our midst. When we pray, he comes. Many can get healed, delivered, and filled with the Holy Ghost with prayer. You see, if one can put 1,000 to flight and two can put 10,000, can you imagine what 10 can do? We talking about 1 and 2, but what can 10 do? So it's important for us to pray for our leaders, pray for the church, and pray for what God put in front of you. Whatever you have that he put in front of you to pray for, because like I said, it's many times I'm praying in tongues and I can hear things that God is telling me to pray for and how to do it. So, and what to say. So, you know, I'm telling you, prayer is important. Now we can talk a little bit about prayer in a small group. Sometimes people need small groups. Sometimes churches have little groups that they like prayer partners and stuff like that. And that's a good thing that you can do with prayer partners. I've just always, I pray, but I'd rather go in my closet and pray by myself a lot of times. I pray for people, but this just me. I don't mind praying in a group at times, but I love to pray and talk to the Father when I'm by myself, when I'm just him and me in my prayer room, you know, and just sit and listen and just meditate on him and the word of God. That's a good thing for me, but it's nothing wrong with having prayer partners. It's nothing wrong with little groups, maybe three or four people in a group praying. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing. But with me, I pray with my husband sometimes and some of the inside men and women of war, but most of the time I'm in the prayer room praying, you know, and trying to stay before the Lord. And, you know, because it's so personal, that's what's talking about, that personal devotion right there. That's where the personal devotion comes in at, right there. I mean, it's important, very important. So sometimes God has to go to unusual and extreme measures to get our attention. And sometimes, you know, sometimes in order to talk to us, because sometimes we're so busy, even though we have a little short devotion in the morning, whatever, he's still all day long, he's saying something to us. You know, and sometimes he'll stop for a minute, he'll start back talking to you. I remember I used to miss him every time I'd catch the last part of a verse or some words. He'll have to say, I didn't hear you. You went too quick. No, he didn't. I wasn't paying no attention. I was running my mouth. I was doing this, but that's why it pays sometimes to be quiet. Be quiet. Sit down. Be still. So God can talk to you, not just at prayer time. You could have been to pray 3 or 4 hours and get up, go out to the store or do something, and he start back talking because he don't stop. You know, he don't just stop and stay gone. He come right back, especially if it's something that he have for you to do. He got to give you instructions. Sometimes if you always should, I was telling you all before, you always should consult God before you just jump up and do something anyway. So if you ask me, hey, should I go to the mall? Should I do this? Should I do that? And you jump up and do it, and he try to stop you before you do it, and he's talking to you, and you doing and saying and talking on the cell phone, and you done missed some of what he said. He used to get me like that all the time. Believe me, I would catch the end of it, and I said, oh, Lord, I'm going to stop this stuff because I'm missing out what you want to say to me. And sure enough, I stopped. And I slowed down, and I could hear him. I could hear him and hear him. And a lot of times you get to Satan to try to distract you, so you can't hear him. Every time I get ready to get on this radio broadcast, I get sleepy. Even when I'm talking, even when I'm teaching, even when I'm preaching, a yawn going to come out because he's trying to distract me, make me feel tired. Yesterday, I had to stand up I stood up to get air, but I had to stand up. I said, well, okay, no problem, because I'm going to do it. I don't care what you try to make me do, whatever, whatever. I'm going to the extreme, and I'm going to the what do whatever I have to take to do what I have to do for the, what God has called me to do. And so a lot of times when we about our busy days and doing this and that, we got to keep in mind that God may be speaking to us while we're doing what we're doing. A lot of times he does. And we can't get distracted. We can't be thrown off because, you know, it's important. Things can be important. It may be somebody in your family you need to pray for. He's telling you this, this, and this, and you somewhere else running your mouth on the cell phone with a cup of coffee and a donut talking. I'm not saying you can't do that, but you have to always can hear and know the voice of God. The voice of God. You have to know that. You have to know his voice. The sheep know his voice. So you know, it's important that we stay encouraged and not be distracted when it comes to this. When it comes to that. And don't think that anytime you get ready to pray, he's not going, oh, you got to do this. Oh, you need to run over here and do that. Oh, you need to go here and do that. No, the devil is lying. No, I'm going to stop right here and do this right now. Because he'll make you forget. And even if you remember, he'll say, well, don't forget you got to do this. Just trying to distract you from doing what God has told you to do. Because a lot of times these are things that you want to do and you said you was going to do, but the most important thing is what God say do. Then your little stuff come afterwards. That's why it's so important to me to get up early in the morning and go before the Lord and get all that over with. And even if then he's still going to talk to us and, you know, you may have asked him something 2 weeks ago and he's saying the answer to it today. And you're so distracted by all other things, the cares of the world and stuff, you miss it. You got to stay focused. I'm telling you, God, if you can just stay focused on his voice, he will lead you. How you think Jeremiah was? I'm telling you, the prophets in the Old Testament, they didn't like to see prophets coming, no way, because they were afraid of them. But the prophets in the Old Testament, when God got ready, when the Lord God got ready to talk to them, they were so afraid. They were so afraid. They, you know, they got drunk in the spirit. They sometimes be in the spirit. They'd be so lightheaded till they fall to their face and all kind of stuff. And that's how it is. You see people falling under the spirit and all that, people say, oh, that ain't true, that ain't this, that ain't that. They don't know what it is. If it happened back then, it's still happening today. When I was telling, I think when I was in my teaching, the angel told Jeremiah to stand up on your feet. He had fell down to the ground. He was down on the ground. Then the angel put him up on his feet. See, when you go, so many things happen. The anointing falls. And like I said many times, and it happened more so when my mind is tired, that the Holy Ghost takes over and do what he want to do. And that's his business. But we have to remember it's very important to listen for the voice of God. Even in your praying, even when I was I don't know how old I was, but it was some years back when I was married to my ex-husband. We lived in Kentucky. And I went to a prayer meeting with a young lady, with a lady. And the lady asked me to close out in prayer. And, you know, I was really just first getting started laying hands on people and prophesying. And so the Lord just thrust me up in front. And, you know, every time, because we was in a circle holding hands, and every time I would start praying, he was telling me, I could hear him, but I went from to touch this lady because I didn't know this lady. And that's what I had in my mind and heart to do. I thought, he's going to touch this lady, because he was saying, go put your hand on her leg up there by her butt and her back. And I was like, oh, no, I ain't going to go touch that lady. Mm-mm. He was just, God pulled me, the Holy Ghost pulled me out of line. When I tell you, I couldn't stay in line, I couldn't even stay there. He pulling me out. And I'm like, what in the world? Then I started crying because I was scared and knew that that wasn't none of me. So I started crying, and he was saying, go and do what I told you to do. So after three times of him pulling me out of that line, it was three times. On the third time, I went and put my hands on her leg and back, lower part of her back. And when I finished and I closed out in prayer, she came to me and she said that she had been in so much pain in her lower back and her thighs and this. That's when I said, Lord, have mercy. If I had not been obedient, the lady would have been, well, he would have used somebody else. No, the lady wouldn't have still been in pain. He would have used somebody else. He would have used somebody else. Just like the time he gave me an interpretation one time, I was in a church service. The girl was speaking in tongues, and he gave me the interpretation and told me to say it, and I said that like a rock. That's why they can't fool me now. When God says speak, I'm speaking. When he say do, I'm doing, because he done made me look so crazy. Nobody knew it but me, because he said, yes, that was me. That's what he told me. Told the girl, got up and said exactly what he told me to get up and say, and I didn't get up and say nothing. See, so it's important that you listen for the voice of God. It's important that you pray and listen as well, because as you praying in tongue, in your prayer language, he'll also give you a prophetic word. He'll give you an interpretation of what you are praying for, means what you're saying in your prayer, a lot of things. I've seen a lot of things while I've seen the glory of God when I was praying. I've seen, you know, a lot of things too, just praying in tongue, and God honors when you pray in tongue. And my spiritual mother told me this years back. She told me 1 hour of praying in your prayer language is 2 hours praying regular. That means if you can pray 1 hour in your prayer language, it equals to 2 hours of regular prayer. This is what she told me. So a lot of times I go 1 and 2 hours just praying in tongues, because I want to get the whole benefit, and if it's an extra hour onto it, that bless my spirit. But I remember what she told me. That's the one gave me, put a mantle up on me, her mantle, because she passed on with me. But it's a blessing. It's nothing but a blessing prayer. I'm so grateful God gave us a prayer to pray. It's not the model prayer. It's not the prayer that he left with us. I feel like prayer is communicating with God. It's communication with God. Now, the prayer, when Peter asked him to teach us how to pray, he told us what to say. But this is different. This is like when we meditate and things get so heavy, or we praying and interceding for other people, we pray the way God allow us to bring it to him. Because, honey, when I pray, I don't be trying to be cute, snot be running, I be crying, my eyelashes be all messed up. I don't care how I look. When I come before the Lord, my stocking can ruin, my heel can break. It don't matter. All that can happen to me in my prayer. Believe that. Even if I'm out in a setting, I ain't got time to be cute and trying to pray all these pretty prayers. No, when I go before the Lord, I'm going just naked before him, just however he'll accept me. I'm going slinging snot, slinging tears, whatever it takes to get my father's attention, because I want him to know I'm not coming for no shape, form, or fashion. I'm coming because I need you and I need your help. I'm not coming for all this other stuff. I'm not going to try to be cute. That ain't what God's calling for. God is calling for realness. He's calling for a humble heart. And you know all that stuff. And God knows our heart. He knows what to think and what to say when we come not for the right reason. When we come for the wrong reason, God knows. He knows. And so I don't want to, like I said yesterday, I want to be in the will of God. I don't want nothing to separate me from his will, from God. And sin separates you from God. So I try to repent as much as possible. And just because I can repent, it don't mean I'm going to sit around and fall into sin every time you look up. Mm-mm. And sin is not just, doing big stuff. It's for the little stuff, too. Because if you lie, that's a sin. If you run a stop sign, that's a sin. You know, sin is sin. Whether it's big or little, sin is sin. So, I don't want none of it. And nobody's perfect. But I want none of it to separate me from the Lord. I just don't. And I thank and praise God for that. Hallelujah. So, where are we? We like in the prayer groups. So, so anyway. I just thank and praise God on tonight. I'm still, when I come on, we having a change. We're going to change something. We're going to move our prayer meeting to Thursday night, that I'm off work. And I don't want you all to forget our prayer, praise, and prophetic hour will be on Thursday night. And Friday night, we'll have our study of the word, because I work on Friday night and I can take an hour out and teach, because I don't have to be loud, I can't pray in this lady's house, or she probably will get up and walk and be healed and everything else, but she probably tell everybody. So I'm going to change it from Friday night to Thursday night for now. And when things change, we can change back. So do we have any questions or comments or anything tonight before I get ready to close out? Amen. Man, I thank and praise God. He's a good God. And I love him so much, and I know you all love him too. On Friday night, we're gonna talk a little bit about all-night prayer meeting or all-night prayer, and we're gonna continue on with our prayer. Like how we get on the radio broadcast and pray like that. You know, we're gonna talk about that, and we're gonna talk about all-night prayer. This is what we're gonna do Friday night, and we're gonna go right on the next Friday and talk about fasting and praying. So we got a lot to cover for 2 weeks on Friday. We're gonna talk about that this Friday night, and then Monday night I'll be at work again, but I still can do my prayer teaching. So my Bible study on Monday night and Friday night. So we're going to talk about those things on those nights, okay? So no one have anything to say. We're going to get ready to dismiss. Father, we give you glory. We give you praise on tonight. We bless your holy name, Father. We love you. We give you all the praise and the glory on tonight. We magnify your holy name tonight, Lord. We thank you for opening our eyes. We thank you for opening our ears. We thank you for covering our minds and our hearts on today. Lord, we thank you for everyone that's in radio land, everyone under the sound of my voice. We give you praise. I ask you to cover each one of them in the shed blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about them to protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger. In the name of Jesus, bless the end time men and women of war, global ministries. Bless our apostle Ed Deans in his absence. Bless some of the new members that's trying to come and be a part and take a part with us. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory. We give you glory on tonight, Father. We thank you so much. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. We thank you, Father. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And thank God. You all have a blessed night on tonight. We love you. You can call me if you need to. God bless you. Have a good night. Amen.
Amen.
Hello.